This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. Merry Christmas. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And a lot of people dream of a white Christmas, but today many Americans are dealing with an icy Christmas instead. Tens of thousands of people from Maine to Michigan are without power because of a massive ice storm that has already caused big problems in Canada. The CBC's John Northcott joins us from Toronto, which was hit very hard by the ice storm. John, what's the latest there?
Things are challenging, there's no question, because we're now into 4 days for many people, and for some 75,000 here in Toronto, tens of thousands more across the province of Ontario, across the province of Quebec, and into New Brunswick as well, all without electricity. So we're talking about people who have had to move in with family and friends, people who are facing spoiled food, and potentially any other dangers that they've had to put up with. Patience is running thin, there's no question. As you say, this time of year in particular, you expect a lighted tree, you expect happy children, you expect family and friends coming over, and for many people, that is not the case here.
And is it simply that trees are getting covered with ice and they're knocking over the power lines? Is that what's happening?
It's a bit of everything, really. The storm that came in sort of Saturday night into Sunday morning created a number of problems. One was just the sheer weight of them pulling down the lines themselves. Others, as you say, pulling down trees themselves. A combination of that, we've seen, for example, a tree will pull down the line itself going to a house, and then that will pull out the standpipe and the mast from the house. So you've got kind of a triple danger there. A number of cars hit by this, a number of roads blocked by that. Some of that, especially on the major routes, has been cleared. Certainly 300,000 customers, and of course customers are those who receive the electric bill, so that could be really considerably more than that when you consider how many would be in a family affected by the situation. So it's almost anything that could be affected: the roads, the electricity, the danger of walking on the sidewalks. They've managed to get most of the roads cleared, but certainly elderly people, my parents in their late 80s, were without power for a day, which was harrowing for them, and they have just simply not left the house in the last 4 days.
And some people, in order to keep warm, have been burning charcoal or using generators or things like that, and there have been at least a couple of deaths from carbon monoxide poisoning. This is Jim Sales, who's Toronto's fire chief, speaking with the CBC.
So you've got fumes. People are using these in the house. I've never seen anything like it. I don't understand it.
John, tell us about that and what the officials are saying to people about how to stay safe.
They're really quite shocked at this when you consider that these are, whether we're talking about gas-powered generators or even barbecues, things that are meant strictly for outdoor use. And they're finding people have been using them in their homes. 5 deaths through Ontario and into the province of Quebec from this, from simply carbon monoxide poisoning. Even in the case where people say, at least seem to have convinced themselves, it might be safe to put it in the garage. Of course, that's still indoors, and that leaches into the rest of the house. We've had the province's premier, of course, the equivalent of a governor up here, making it very clear that this sort of equipment should not be used to try and keep warm.
So is there a light at the end of the tunnel here? When is this ice supposed to melt?
Well, no sign of it yet. We're into really unseasonably low temperatures. There has been no respite ever since the ice came in 4 days ago. Overnight, when you account for the wind chill, it was about, in Fahrenheit, it would be about 0 degrees. So no sign yet. And down the road, what we're finding is while they're restoring power to, for example, a number of hospitals were without power. One woman had to give birth by flashlight. Those major facilities, the hospitals, the transit lines, they are up and running again. But what we're finding is they're going now street by street, and that is very slow going because in some cases we're talking about individual lines to individual houses. So that remaining 70,000 customers could take many more days and doing it all in the cold.
And it's so frustrating these days to have no power. You don't realize how much you rely on it until it is gone. The CBC's John Northcott speaking to us from Toronto. John, thanks so much.
My pleasure, Jeremy.